Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, as we do, let's have a little discussion with a writer who writes very prolifically at AmmoLand.com, the most prolific that there is, and that is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. Let's start with this article, simply because it's really interesting to me, because it is about a grizzly bear that apparently was shot and killed with a .22 revolver. And this wasn't some little bear, was it?
No, it's a pretty good size for an inland grizzly, about a 500-pound boar, which is a male grizzly, in Montana. That's a big grizzly in Montana. The bears get bigger when they're on the coasts, where they have just almost unlimited supply of food, usually fish. But inland, they don't tend to get as big. But face it, a 500-pound bear is a big bear, no matter how you look at it.
Right.
And this story has kind of an interesting history, in that I've heard about this incident for a couple years. Actually, I read about it in one of Knut's books. He's done a lot of books. Larry Knut started out with Alaskan Bear Tales and then has a whole series of, I think, about five or six books on bear stories from Alaska. And a famous self-defense case, which is in my list of pistol defenses against bears, is this Montana game warden, Louis Kiss, who was releasing a bear from a culvert trap, and they were deliberately releasing it while a photographer there was, so the photographer could get good pictures. And that's always a little problematic, because when you're doing it for somebody else's purposes, you often, you know, maybe cut corners a little bit or do things in a way that you would not if your purpose was just to safely release the bear. Well, what happened is that the bear got out of the trap and immediately jumped around and pulled the trap off the truck and grabbed the warden's Kiss. And then Keith had a .357 and pulled out his .357 and killed the bear with his pistol. But when he was being interviewed, when the warden, Kiss, was being interviewed for Larry Knut's book, he mentioned that he knew of a case in Montana where one of the people from Fish and Game was involved in a research project about bears. And he said this bear was caught in a snare, and then the researcher killed it with a .22 revolver, but it took a while to die. That sounded like an interesting pistol defense story that I wanted to find out about. So I've been quoting it in our articles and saying we just don't have enough information to call this a documented case. We don't know when it happened exactly. Probably in Montana, but who it happened to, what their circumstances were. And so I've been asking if there's anyone out there who had details about the incident that could come forward. And in the last couple of weeks, we had a person who knew, who was a partner to the person who shot the bear, a year late after the shooting, and he actually shot the pistol that was used to shoot the bear, and he had all the details and sent them through the Montana Shooting Sports Foundation to me. And so I used that letter, and I contacted him over the phone, and we had a couple of conversations, and that is what was the basis of this article. And it turns out that Louis Kiss, the game warden, got most of the details, most of the article right, but he had a couple details that were off. And so what happened is that this was in 1962. I mean, Kiss says early 1960s, north fork of the Flathead River, 22 H&R 9 shot revolver. And all of those things are correct, and it was a grizzly bear. Then he says the worker approached the bear in a black bear snare. The bear charged the worker who shot it with a .22 revolver, and the bear died, but took some time to do so. Well, it's not exactly correct. They weren't using snares to catch grizzly bears, and they weren't intended. He's correct. It was a black bear set, but this grizzly bear blundered into it. And it was a steel trap that they were using, not a snare. And this trap is one of the smaller bear traps, I would say. I think it was a Newhouse 150. That's what my source, Alan Schellenberger, believed it to be. And it fits. It's one of the traps that's used to capture bears for research. And weighs, with the chain on it and a drag, about 21 pounds. Now, what I was used to is a little bigger bear trap, the number 5, weighs with a drag and chain about 50 pounds. So there is a difference. So this bear got caught in the trap, a grizzly bear. And the person who was running the research, his name is Chuck Jonkel, J-O-N-K-E-L, and he was employed by the Montana Fish and Game. So he and a helper found that this something had gotten caught. I'm sure they could tell it was a bear in this trap, and it appears the drag might have got fouled up a bit. For those who aren't familiar with trapping, you will often put a drag attached to a trap, and it's kind of like a double hook on a fish, a double fishing hook, but much bigger. Now, this would be about a foot across, made out of probably 3/4 inch steel, you know, so it's very sturdy, and it's designed to hook on stuff as the animal tries to escape with the trap on its foot. And its purpose is not to anchor the animal in one place. It's to delay it and to leave a good trail so that you can find the animal. And since bears are so powerful, you don't want that trap solidly anchored to something like a tree, because the bear will pull at it so hard that it might pull its foot out or it damage the trap or whatever. I mean, there's several things that can happen. You prefer to have a gradual.
Hang on there for me, if you will, Dean. I was too busy listening to you. Pick up this story when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Mm-hmm.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and we are talking to Dean Weingarten. First of all, before we go anywhere, let's this portion of the show. Getting ahead of myself. Brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, like I said. And sorry, I got out of sequence there, Dean. I apologize.
Well, this happens. You know, I wish I were as good on the radio as you are.
Oh, well, yeah. Thank you.
So, what happened was that this bear had been trapped and had hauled the trap and the drag off. And these drags are designed so that one point is a little up and one is a little down. So that no matter how it's dragging along on the ground, it leaves a trail. You know, the ground gets dug up and disturbed. It'll get caught on a bush and the bush will have branches stripped or it'll be broken off. You know, anybody who's tracked an animal that's trapped and with a drag will understand exactly what we're talking about here. And Jonkel and his helper, he had a helper with him, tracked this bear for about 2 miles, which for a big bear is not unexpected. And I say that the drag may have been fouled because that is a fairly long way to go. But it's a big bear. It's not the really big bear trap, and it's all believable. And the helper was armed with a 12-gauge shotgun as protection. And Jonkel always carried around an H&R Harrington Richardson 9-shot revolver. And, in fact, this is a fairly new H&R revolver because it was identified as a Model 939, which had only come out in 1958. So that's just 4 years previously. So it's a pretty new item. So this bear had hidden in an aspen patch. Now, they might have had a hint that it was a grizzly bear. They might have found some hair. They might have, determined from the tracks that it might be more likely to be a grizzly because of the way the claws showed. So they may well have had a chance to believe it was a grizzly. But they approach this patch of aspen, and all of a sudden, out comes this grizzly bear charging at them. Well, Jonkel stands there. He's expecting his helper to take down the bear with the shotgun. But he glances over his shoulder, and here's the helper with the shotgun running away as fast as he can go. So Jonkel decides, I'm going to beat feet too, turns around, takes a few steps, and trips over a tree root and goes down. As the bear, of course, is charging, and even with a trap on its foot, it probably can move fairly rapidly. And it comes up to Jonkel, and then probably puzzled at what is going on, because here's this man creature down on the ground. It stands up on its hind legs, trap on its front foot, dangling around, you know. Well, a 20-pound trap on a grizzly bear's front claw is a pretty fearsome weapon, whether they intend to use it as a weapon or not. Jonkel pulls out his H&R 9-shot, fires 9 shots, empties it rapidly at the bear. And some of the rounds miss, some hit but don't have much effect, but one of them is said to have entered through the eye socket into the brain and killed the bear dead right there. And it was a well-known event that was circulated around the Montana Fish and Game. It happened in 1962, and probably about 2 decades before the event with Louis Kiss happened. So he got most of it right. But there are a couple little details, like it took a long time to kill the bear. No, the bear was dead within a second or two, or at least down and mortally wounded. And it wasn't like the bear was really immobilized. It just happened to have a 20-pound trap dangling on one foot. So I thought that was a fascinating story where you have someone with a .22 pistol shooting at and killing a grizzly bear that's coming right at him, you know, basically towering over him.
Is that the actual gun that's in the article?
It's the same model, I believe.
H&R.
I got that picture from the Rock Island auction. They have graciously allowed me to use any of the images they have. So this is not the precise revolver that was used by Louis Tonko, but it is an H&R 939. And Alan Schellenberger told me that it was probably a 6-inch barrel. So it looks to be the same model of pistol, of revolver. I've had a couple of 939s over the last 50 years. And the ones that I got were late production. I didn't think they were quite as nice as these appear to be. When I read the history of them, they said that this was H&R's attempt to enter the target revolver market. So I expect the early ones in particular were fairly well done. But some of the later ones were not, I don't think, were quite as good a quality.
I remember,
and they're not a Smith & Wesson.
No. I remember seeing a bunch of those for sale when I was a much younger man back in the 70s.
Yeah. I think the 939 is still available. Certainly the 929 is. That's basically almost the same model, but it has fixed sights, as I recall.
Right.
Part of the...
Yeah, that one, the picture with the ventilated rib, that's a pretty fancy H&R right there.
And it's got, you can see it has adjustable sights.
Yep.
The rear sight is adjustable for windage. I suspect the front sight is adjustable for elevation, but it's I can't see on this particular model. But there's enough room in that rib by the muzzle there for there to be an adjustment screw. I'd have to examine one to tell you. And the early models might have little variations that are different from the later ones. It's called... I think a sidekick, and that may be in reference to it being a side opening swing out cylinder. Whereas the model that was a nine shot previous, so that was their highest level, was their Sportsman.
Let me get you to hold right there, please, Dean, if you would be so kind, because once again I got lost in the story. So it's a good problem to have, getting lost in one of Mr. Weingarten stories. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy ready to hear what President Biden's plans are to address issues facing Americans during tonight's State of the Union address.
They're worried about the fuel. They're worried about their jobs as they go. They see inflation time after again. And then when you look at the latest polling, they're worried about their government.
McCarthy says he won't tear up the president's speech like former Speaker Nancy Pelosi did following former President Trump's State of the Union address. a member of President Biden's cabinet stepping down, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh leaving to become the head of the National Hockey League's Players Association. He's the first member of the Biden cabinet to leave his post, the official announcement not expected until after the president's State of the Union. Wall Street closing higher after Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell's comments about inflation starting to decline. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 265 points, the S&P 500 up 53, the NASDAQ gained 226. John Schaefer, USA News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, we were just talking about a grizzly bear that got shot to death with a .22 long rifle. But...
yeah, out of a pistol.
Out of a pistol. But we're going to go back in time, because I don't think we talked about this, because right now the left is out there saying, well... in a very novel approach, the Supreme Court has discovered rights that did not exist, and actually that's not the case. That's not
correct.
The case. What's happening right now within the judiciary and in some legislatures is that some things are actually being brought to where they're supposed to be. And let's talk about that. You wrote an article about this. This was posted on January the 20th. You can find it in the archive. Not... created, but being restored.
Right. And I was, somebody even in the comments corrected me a little bit. They said, well, the right has always been there. It's not really being restored. The infringements on the right are being removed. And I think that's actually a more correct way to look at it. And if you look at the jurisprudence of the Second Amendment, it was ratified in 1791 to protect existing rights. It didn't create any new rights at all. And it's easy to understand when you look at the history of the Revolutionary War. In the colonies, the American colonies, it was always known that people had a right to arms, because in the Glorious Revolution, I think it was in 1775 or so, in England, one of the primary things that was determined was that, yes, Englishmen had a right to arms, but the right in the English common law had not proved to be sufficiently protected in English law, because the colonists in the run-up to the American Revolution had been confronted by British authority that tried to disarm them on several occasions. And, in fact, the major battles that started, that really started off the Revolutionary War in Lexington and Concord, were the British Army marching against colonists to take gunpowder and cannon away from them. And just a little before that, those battles happened on April 19th of 1775. On April 3rd, the British government had seized over 13,000 musket cartridges with ball. Those are, that's for individual weapon, not cannon or just gunpowder generically. And then just after April 19th, General Gage put out a directive that he wanted all the weapons in Boston to be turned over to him for safekeeping. After some period of time, they would be returned to their owners. So they turned in about almost 1,800 muskets, 634 pistols, almost 1,000 bayonets, and some blunderbusses. And then in June of 1775, General Gage declared martial law and said he would pardon anybody who would lay down their arms. So it didn't look like people were going to get their arms back anytime soon. And then even in England, there were proposals at very high levels by the British Under Secretary of State that when they won the war, they were going to make sure those pesky Americans didn't have any weapons anymore. No gunpowder, no guns, nothing that the Americans could use to revolt against the government. So all of this history had happened, 75 to 91, about 16 years before the Second Amendment was ratified. It's just clear, having gone through a nasty war where the government was threatening to disarm them and had attempted to disarm them several times, they believed that the British version of the protections of the right to keep their arms was not sufficient. So they wrote the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment was to guarantee that the right of the people to keep and bear arms would not be infringed. And the first clause in that sentence, which was a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, showed one purpose of having an armed population. That purpose, the one purpose, was to make sure that there was an armed population that where militias could be created from it. And who are the militia? A famous founding father said, why, it's everybody that can bear arms. So it wasn't saying, well, you already have to be in a militia before you have the right to have a weapon. It was saying everybody should have weapons so that when we need a militia, we can create one. You know, we can rise up. And even today, we have spontaneous militias that just self-organize whenever there's a natural disaster where the police are not there. bunch of people in the neighborhood say, we're not going to allow looters. They get together, they organize patrols, they walk around with their guns, and looting is prevented. So the history is clear that the right to bear arms always meant an individual right, and it was understood to be an individual right, through most of our history up until probably the 1900s. But what happened is that while there was a fair number of people, a large minority, maybe even a majority, thought that the Second Amendment applied to states as well as the federal government, there was a Supreme Court decision in 1833, I think it was called Barron v. Baltimore, which said the Bill of Rights only applies to the federal government. It doesn't apply to the state government. So there were a number of states that passed some restrictions, usually on whether or not you could carry concealed. But just before the Civil War, in the Dred Scott decision, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court showed that he believed the Second Amendment applied to everybody individually. Everybody who was at least a citizen of the United States or of the state, a state, because he said, well, we can't say that black people are people or as citizens because then they could keep and carry arms wherever they went.
Let me get you to hold right there. Last break. This article was published January the 20th. You can find it in the archive of articles, of which there's 2,100 plus others at AmmoLand, just of Dean's stuff. And it's well worth a look because when you look back at the history and then you look at what's going on right now, you can start doing a little math. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, and I have, he's been talking about the restoration of rights, and we just gotten back to counting people as he was going through the history. So I leave you to pick it up there, sir.
Very good. So what happened is that in 1833, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bill of Rights did not apply to state governments, only to the federal government. And this was contentious. A lot of people disagreed with it. And eventually we had the Civil War, which was only 17 years after that decision. And after the Civil War, we passed amendments to make sure that freed slaves had the same rights as other people in the country. And one of the things that was done with the 14th Amendment, it was designed to specifically overturn Barron versus Baltimore, the case from 1833. It was designed to make sure that freed slaves had rights. And during the debate about the 14th Amendment, the people who crafted it and were debated in Congress, in the Senate, specifically said it. Part of the purpose was to make sure that freed slaves would be covered under the Second Amendment. But what happened after the Civil War, when we get into the 1870s, is after the Civil War, the federal government sent troops to the southern states to enforce Reconstruction, which was a pretty nasty affair on all sides. A lot of vote fraud, a lot of people in the southern states felt they were under occupation, which essentially they were, and they started fighting back. The Ku Klux Klan was formed specifically to fight Reconstruction. And I think, this is my opinion, that the Supreme Court said, watching all this, we don't want to reignite the Civil War. So we're not going to enforce the 14th Amendment on the states. And they came up with this ruling that, well, those rights really existed, talking about the Second Amendment, before the Constitution, so they're really not covered by the 14th Amendment. It was a legal fiction, in my opinion. And a generation later, about 1900, the Supreme Court started enforcing the Second Amendment, well, not the Second, but the Bill of Rights, through a process they called incorporation. That is, they would take a case and they'd say, oh, yeah, the right to free speech, we believe that's protected under the 14th Amendment. The states can't just violate the Fifth Amendment. Well, it wasn't until 2010 that they incorporated the Second Amendment, as being valid against the states under the 14th Amendment. So you have from 1833 until about 2010, that period of time, where the Supreme Court said the states are not affected by the Second Amendment. So state cases were not considered valid. And it wasn't until 1934 that you got a federal gun control bill, so there were no federal laws to be contested under the Second Amendment. So when they say, well, the Supreme Court never ruled that the Second Amendment was an individual right, well, that's kind of correct, but it's misleading. They never ruled it was an individual right because there were no federal laws that infringed on that right. If you didn't have any cases, you didn't have any rulings. Now, in fact, there are quite a few, several Supreme Court cases that mention the Second Amendment as an individual right, but they're not specifically ruling on it during that period. So that's how we got to the point where they say, well, the Second Amendment was never ruled on it. Well, if you don't have a case, you can't rule on it. So while the Supreme Court, I would say, gutted the 14th Amendment for about a generation, then it started incorporating the Bill of Rights under the 14th Amendment as effective against the states. And we got the McDonald decision in 2010. And then there was almost a decade, well, a little more than a decade, where the court said, you know, it's kind of a hot potato. I think it was Kennedy, Justice Kennedy, who just everybody wasn't sure how he would vote. So one side didn't want to take a case because they were afraid Kennedy might vote against them. And the other side didn't want to take a case because they were afraid Kennedy might vote against them. So you didn't have any, or very many cases happen in that period from 2010 until 2020, with one case that I think is underrated, and that's Massachusetts v. Catano. And in Catano, there was a young woman who had a stun gun, and it was against the law in Massachusetts for her to possess a stun gun. And she was arrested for it, even though she had been using it to defend herself against a violent domestic offender. And the Supreme Court said, yeah, stun guns are covered under the Second Amendment. Any weapon that is a bearable arm is covered under the Second Amendment, even weapons that did not exist when the Second Amendment was ratified. So you can see that's a pretty significant decision. It does away with all this nonsense about, well, Second Amendment only applies to muskets. No, the panel says it applies to any arm in common use in the United States. And they even put a number on it. In the decision, it talks about how many stun guns might be in existence in the United States, and they came up with a number of, I think, about a quarter million, 250,000 stun guns. So in Catano, we had the Supreme Court saying 250,000 is in common use. Any modern weapon that is bearable is covered by the Second Amendment. And what we have seen is, since we have the new justices on the court appointed by President Trump, we now have a court that acts as if the Constitution actually means what it says. And they're called originalists and textualists. That is, they look at the text, they consider what the text originally meant when it was ratified, and that's what they rule the Constitution is, instead of the idea that, well, that was a long time ago. That was then, this is now. The Constitution means what we want it to say. Well, no, that's not correct. It's contracts between the people, the states, and the federal government, and we are not there is no way that you can say that the Supreme Court is creating new rights. They're just removing the infringements that have been put upon the exercise of rights protected by the Second Amendment, and it's starting to get in high gear after the Bruin decision last year.
Well, I'm glad to see it coming back. I have noticed some op-eds being written by people. I saw one on the Hill, and I talked about it earlier, where they are going back to the Heller decision, and they're acting like the Bruin decision doesn't exist now. And I find
they have to really strain things, because the Heller decision and the Bruin decision are in sync with one another. The Bruin is just elaborating on what Heller already said.
Right. So
they have to really strain. Go ahead.
But before we run out of time, please, if you will, thank you very much for joining me today.
Oh, I appreciate it. It's always fun to be on with you, Bill.
Yes, sir. We'll talk later on this week. Dean Weingarten, you can find it at Annaland, 2100 plus other articles waiting for you there, arguing for the your right to keep and bear arms. And I'll be back in 21 hours. In between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. This has been Lock and Load.
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.